Dear Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, good morning, and hi to all of you who are listeners from near and far. Today is Monday, 22nd of September, and here is cloudy after heavy rain last night and early this morning. Weather forecast for today says times of clouds and sun with a shower or thunderstorm in the area this afternoon. Over the night we can expect partly cloudy with a couple of showers and thunderstorms and with temperatures ranging from low 25 to high of 33 with the heat index on 42 degrees Celsius. Chance for a thunderstorm is on 60% and we can expect 90 mm of precipitation. Winds from south at 8 km per hour with occasional gusts of 19 km per hour with slightly increasing speed over the night. Moon is waning crescent, illuminated on 3% and on Wednesday it's new. Tomorrow, 23rd of September at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, we are invited by the Oracle Council to a general meeting on following the order of the governing board to dissolve the present land groups and form a consolidated land board by the 1st of October. The land-related working groups, our council working committee, along with some community members, met and discussed different proposals, ideas that were presented. The outcome of these meetings needs wider participation from the community in the form of a general meeting so as to hear various ideas and proposals and to see what are the best next steps. So we are all invited to participate. After the passing of Kirat by Joshi, many people have expressed their wish to see again the interview made with him in December last year. So there will be screening of Kirat Joshi interviews in Cinema Paradiso this Friday from 5 to 6:30 p.m. And those were done, three interviews were done between January and May 2011 in Pondicherry, where Kirat Joshi evokes how he has participated to what the mother referred to as her three steps of action. The International Center of Education of the Ashram, Aurel and Sri Aurobindo's action in India. On 9th of November, the annual Aurel Triathlon, open mainly to Aurelians and newcomers, will be held. And anyone interested in participating should contact Lyle at aurel.origin with triathlon in the subject field. He will provide you with the details. And singing for the climate, do it now. For those who miss past Saturday, can still join coming Saturday, 27th of September at 12:30 p.m. at Solar Kitchen on Parking Space. And the whole purpose of it is to sing for the climate song, Do It Now, which took place in Belgium on 22nd and 23rd of September 2012, when 80,000 Belgians sang from 800 town squares for the climate. A month later, 725 school organizers sing at school and 300,000 school kids sang Do It Now at the playground. Aurel is the first to participate in this campaign to sing for the climate in India. On November 18th to 23rd, Sri Aurobindo Center for Advanced Research organized within study camp concentration and meditation process and purposes at Sarkar 39 Vanier Street in Pondicherry by facilitator Ananda Reddy. For registration, we should contact Sarkar Study Campus at gmail.com or we can call them on 944-301-9172 or 999-419-0403. Due to La Piscine Team annual tour, pool will be closed from Thursday 25th until Tuesday 30th of September. And they would like to convey a big thank you to all of you who contributed so generously to their annual tour. So if you noticed the announcement on restorative circles with weekly invitation as well, published two of them on our page, you might ask yourself, what is restorative circles? Restorative circle is a process designed to hold space for conflict within the context of community. It aims at rebuilding trust in community and probably most importantly, an increasing willingness to coexist. And what is the role of restorative circles in Oroville? A restorative circle is offered as one of our conflict resolution options. Among others, there are meditation, arbitration, and so forth. And anyone can initiate a circle, whether you are hurt or you hurt someone else, or you're not directly involved, but feel affected by painful interaction between others, you can call a circle. And how do you do that? You have three options. You send an email to restorative@oral.origin or you can call them on 262-2539 or speak in person to any of the following: Audrey, Jeanette, Laura, Shanti or Taj. Those are the facilitator for the moment and available to hold space for this process. And how we do get more information to learn about the process, we can contact, of course, as we said, restorative@oral.origin, and we can join the practice group on Thursdays between 9:30 a.m. to noon at Laura's house in Centerfield. And here's a joyful news also from AVI Russia, where on 12th of September, the Open Art Cafe Auroville in St. Petersburg, owners love Auroville and have wished to maintain the spirit of our city in their cafe, and all dishes are cooked by Indian cooks. And another joyful news from our side. Yes, dear friends, we are overwhelmed with gratitude. The Auroville Radio is halfway through its month-long fund drive toward being able to pay its basic operating costs for the next year. This includes, most importantly, being able to offer maintenance for two people working full-time at the station. And we would like to thank our latest contributors to the fund drive from India, Auroville, France, Brazil, France and USA, who have added additional 75,655 rupees to our fund drive. So we have achieved 50% of our target or goal for the year, and we still have 10 more days to go. So please make your best and share this message. Thank you all for this amazing global and local support.
And now, a short message.
A long time ago, a million years BC, the best things in life were absolutely free. But no one appreciated, oh, it was planned that they would vanish now and then. And you must pay before you get them back again.
Don't forget to contribute to Auroville Radio.
There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me.
Now let us conclude with the film festival. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, they will follow Carl Sagan's Cosmos series, and he's saying, "Our contemplation of the cosmos stirs us. There's a tingling in the spine, a catch in the voice, and faint sensation as if distant memory falling from greater height. We know we are approaching the grandness of mysteries. In the last few millennia, we made the most astonishing and unexpected discoveries about the cosmos and our place within it. We are now about to begin journey through the cosmos. It is a story of our own planet and the plants and animals that share it with us." So today at 8 p.m. we'll see episode 1 and 2. Tomorrow we'll see episode 3 and 4. And on Wednesday we'll see episode 5 and 6. All were done in 1980 in USA and UK by director Adrian Malone. And Shri Aurobindo wrote, "A deep of compassion, a harsh sanctuary. Her inward help unbarred a gate in heaven. Love in her was wider than universe. The whole world could take refuge in her single heart." Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on auroradio.org.